The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Hard Shoulders Bookshelf.
Well, the bookshelf is started to creak with the quality of books that Kieran has put on there. But we've managed to find a little bit of space for comedian and actress Catherine Lynch to make her addition. Catherine, it's lovely to see you again.
Ah, lovely to see you. And great to be in News Talk. Always love to be here.
Do you know what? I was only talking earlier on, just before the ad break there, that you and I would sit here when you did Pat's Book Club.
Yes.
Remember that? And you used to be on with the...
with the gorgeous Mary O'Rourke.
Mary O'Rourke, who used to be tremendous fun.
She was just the best. We miss her still.
And my favourite part of having Mary when she used to be on was she would spoil the end of the book. Yeah. Inevitably.
My favourite part was herself and Brian Kennedy having great little chats out over coffee.
The ones that couldn't be repeated.
Would not be repeated. No. Mary was absolutely hilarious.
We do miss her around. She had many, many talents, that lady. Anyway, we're going to talk about your favourite book. Are you a good reader?
I love reading. Yeah, I read a lot. I've always read. I've read from I was a small girl. I lived in a house full of books. My mother was a niece of Patrick Kavanagh, so John McGahern came to visit the house. So we always had books around the house.
You had no choice but to read.
Yeah, we lived among royalty as such, so we had no choice. I remember my mother threw me The Grapes of Wrath when I was a kid, and I read it. I read it around 15 years of age, and I gave it back to him and went, "Oh, how could you do that to me?" I was crying the whole way through it because it was so sad.
Yes, modern parents give them an iPad.
Yeah. and then she went on to give me The Lonely Passions of Judith Hearn, so I definitely have
empathy. She wanted to ground
empathy.
You. Yeah, she wanted to ground you.
Ground
probably
her.
The best description. So the favourite book that's getting pride of place on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf is
it's Christine Dwyer Hickey's Our London Lives, and that is my favourite book that I've read in the last couple of years. And, you know, Christine is an Irish author here. She's been described as a national treasure. But what's extraordinary about it is that when you read her books, it's never really obvious she's an Irish writer. Her books are so universal and they've become classics and they deal with vast landscapes. And so this book, Our London Lives, is just spectacular. And it's set up in London, obviously, and it's the backdrop is another character, London itself, and we see London grow and we see its economic problems, its socio-economic problems. And from 1979, from when a lovely character called Millie arrives from Ireland, and she's actually a Protestant young girl, and she has a story to tell in London that unfolds. I won't spoil the story, but she arrives in a little bit of trouble. And she ends up meeting this other, the hero of the book, not hero, he's definitely not a hero, but the other star of the book, who is called Pip. And Pip has actually been educated in Ireland. He went to boarding school, but he was born in London, and he becomes a boxer with an alcohol problem in London. And if that's not complicated and intriguing, I don't know what is.
They're both troubled souls.
They're both troubled souls, and they both, like, the book starts with a kind of her seeing him walk into this pub she's got a job in, and it's kind of a love at first sight, but it goes on to become a very complicated, because their situations are both complicated and they unfold. And it's the book is a little bit like Normal People or One Day for Grown-Ups.
Reading the synopsis that I was given, because I haven't actually read Christine's book,
it
that one day theme is there because it follows them, doesn't it?
It follows them, but it follows them over 40 years of a lifespan in London, bumping into each other.
What can I say, 1979? Should that very much within our lifetimes? And then we realise that, it is 40 years ago.
What's exciting about the book is that the story itself is a complicated love story, or you might not think it's a love story. That's up to the reader. But, there's all sorts of stuff happening in London at the time. So you have the descriptions of how the Irish are so disliked during the IRA bombings that happened there. She's in a pub. So it's like, you know, the centre stage for everything that's going on in London at the time. So there's actually one really powerful sequence when Pip, that's her love interest, he's in his brother's house and he wakes up to the smell of burning one night, and he's kind of freaked out because he thinks maybe his stoner nephew in the next door has left some on the hob. But he comes out and he meets this shell-shocked woman in a hijab and she's like, it's, she's saying Grenfell, it's Grenfell, you know, so so they're depicting that sort of stuff. And right the way through her novel, there's these historic moments, the research.
So she benchmarks it against things that actually happened. Yeah.
So it's wow, you'd have to read 10,000 backlog of papers to actually get all this information.
The idea as well that these were two young Irish people that went over, the sense of freedom that they had when they were young, did that continue on when they got older as life intervened?
Yes, her when she arrives, Millie's freedom is jeopardized, put it that way. And so she just is a wonderful young character, and she's trying to find her way on her own. She becomes quite lonely, and she becomes quite insular, and yet she has a deep strength as well. So she's a wonderful character. But all Christine's characters are so beautiful and complicated and human. She's known for like really writing.
Does it reach a natural conclusion as a book?
Well, this is it. It reaches a conclusion that you can make a decision, is this a love story or not, which I've never come across before. And that's what's wonderful for the reader, is that you can actually bring those characters along your life and wonder what happened to them. And I love that about a book, that it stays with you. And that's why it's my favourite book.
When you have it on the shelf, I mean, the whole point of putting it on this shelf is that you'll take it down again and read it again. Have you read it more than once?
I haven't read it more than once because it's quite the value for money novel. It's
right.
About 500 pages, and it's 500 pages of, you know, turning and twisting and tales. But I will read it again. But I definitely will read it again, and a couple of times in my lifetime, because it is a classic. It's already a classic. And Christine writes classics. She wrote The Last Train to Liguria, and she also wrote The Narrow Land, which was based on Edmund Hopper's life. And she won the Walter Scott Prize for that. And it's kind of gone into classic novel, historical novel.
Again, I think we think the 70s is a long time ago. It's actually, you know.
No.
Things are definitely catching up on us.
I know.
Your honourable mention, Catherine.
Honourable mention has to be Colin McCann's A Perigon. And, you know, and that, even the title of his book, A Perigon, is fantastic. You know what? That in itself, he titled it that to represent the complexity of the Israeli and Palestinian conflict. And the book itself is about two men who become best friends after meeting in the parent cycle. One is a Palestinian father and the other is an Israeli father.
Very much on point.
It's very much on point. And both of them, you know, both of them agree that occupation was the problem. Mm-hmm. So that novel gets an honourable mention for me because the two characters, you know, they have stayed with me because, you know, their message was, you know, at the time during reading the book, their message was that, you know, you must stay alive and you must talk, and it won't be over between Palestine and Israel until there are talks. And those talks have never happened. And I wonder what those poor men are going through now, because both of them believe that occupation had to end for anything to happen.
It's interesting because when the interaction, they saw something of each other in them, didn't they?
They saw something. They
both
saw,
had been affected by tragedy.
Both of them had been affected by tragedy. Both their daughters had been killed, one by a rubber bullet at school, the poor little pet, she was only 10, and then the other by a suicide bomber when she was 17. And now those girls, you know, would be, what, 27 and 17 themselves. But there isn't a hope, really. You know, McCann said that when he arrived in to meet these two men and when he listened to their stories, that he just broke down and cried. And he said that it just triggered everything that was Irish in him about occupation and about, you know, it has now become a genocide. Probably when he was talking about it, there was hope for peace, but peace seems to be a very fragile thing. Like, you know, we have Netanyahu, an evil man who will burn his own nation to the ground to rule over the ashes. Mm. So what hope have people under that rule?
It's amazing that, you know, we can sit here and talk about this because it is a context and it's a book. It's written down and these are stories that are being recounted. But when there's a war, it's always the case of war. You never don't read those stories. You see flashes of pictures. You see things that happen in a moment and something else terrible happens and then you move on. it's interesting that reading a book like this captures that moment in time and yeah. kind of solidifies the reason why you're in the mess in the first place.
Absolutely. And it's probably like the UDF and the IRA, two men talking back in the day, hoping for peace. Mm. And thankfully, we got somewhere near our peace and we have our peace to an extent. And that's why we're so affected, Irish people, by it, because we have seen, you know, famine and we have seen our occupation and this is why our hearts are broken.
We know what conflict leads to, which is no...
And our hearts are broken because... Good. And that's why for these two men and, you know, Rami is the man from Israel and Bassam is the man from
Palestine.
And they're still alive, which Colin McCann told me at the Docky Book
Festival.
So I was like, are they still alive? Are they okay? Because you were worried. And that's only one story. Can you imagine the millions of stories we're going to have?
Unfortunately, there's many more millions. Stories we're going to hear. The last book you read?
The last book I read was Colin McCann. Or no, not Colin McCann. Sorry, that's just... was Donal Ryan. And that was Queen of Dirt Island, which is a great, great read. Like, Donal is a fantastic Irish writer. He's very much a parochial writer. He like this one, the Queen of Dirt Island, it is...
It's a multi-generational story, isn't it?
It's about four women. So four women, mothers to one another and daughters to Nan. So it's all about... Basically, the Queen of Dirt Island. Dirt Island is a small piece of land in outside.
You wouldn't name it that now.
No, you wouldn't name it.
No, you might give it a slightly fancier name. Loch Derg clearly had been taken at that point.
But it's a fantastic book. And then the women in it, there's Nan, who's the mother, and she's so witty. She's really funny. And then there's Saoirse, who's a great little girl in it, and just the banter in it is fantastic. The writing is fantastic.
It's in the 80s, I think. Doesn't it start in the 80s?
It starts in the 80s, and it really is all about the life of the four women. It's perfect reading for a small town girl like me. It's like a day in the life of a small community.
Isn't it funny that that kind of story can still be told? And when you look back to... Look at some of Maeve's work talking about the 50s Ireland.
Yeah.
And now this Donal's work is talking about the 80s Ireland. I mean, they're going to be writing stories about the 90s and the noughties that will feature us. I mean, we all become part of storytelling at some point.
Don't we? And like in the 80s, there was a lot of prejudice going on. Like the Queen of Dirt Island, she was called so because she had shamed her family. She had had a baby out of wedlock called Saoirse. And there's the sadness of that and the gossip that goes on around it. And yet the nan is only worried and the mum is only worried, Eileen, that if Saoirse goes to America, who's going to be able to pronounce her name?
Yeah.
You know, so there's great moments of absolute hilarity, you know.
Well, I do, to be fair, it is a thing. My daughter's name is Aoife, which I never really kind of put. It was a lovely name. It's beauty. It represents her. It's when we were doing passport control on the way back from our holidays last week, you could just see your one going, I'm not even going to try that. We think Aoife is one of the easier ones.
Yeah, Saoirse
is a much more challenging one.
Yeah.
Look, you have many more books to read before the end of the year. Do you have your next one?
My next one, what will I read? Oh, do you know what I'm reading at the moment is Colin McCann's American Mother, which is based on 9/11.
Do you read any non-Irish authors?
Well, Colin McCann is Irish and so is Christine Twohickey and so is Donal. They're all Irish.
She's just angling. If you're listening, she's angling for more tickets for Talkie next year, lads. If you can sort it out, please hand
definitely.
It on. Catherine, it's been lovely. Thank you so much for coming in to join us.
Can I just say that I'm going to be doing some comedy workshops.
I was just going to say, what are you up to next? So get the plug in quick.
Get this with comedy workshops with Desi Hickey, and they're on from the 1st of August for 8 weeks, and we're going to be presenting them in Palmerston Community Centre. So I'm going to be doing a comedy workshop, so everybody's welcome and all you need is a sense of humour, so come.
And people will find, if they Google Palmerston Workshop, they'll find it.
They'll find that.
Catherine, it's been an absolute pleasure. Catherine Lynch, thanks for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.